Hi folks, John Roach, Irish Rover 21 here, and I'm here with the Bertie girl, Kath Madden.
Hello. Yeah.
There's a few people in the bar here, so I don't want to be too loud. It's quite quiet. It's not too bad.
It's nearly 5 to 11 at night.
It's 5 to 11, and I'm having my JD, and Kat's having our usual Malibu. And we've had a fantastic day. We went into town and we had a surprise visitor today, which was Tammy. We couldn't believe it, could we?
We couldn't. Excuse me, my voice went strange. We couldn't believe it.
No. She got a train and she came down and she seen us because she wanted to see her mum, wish her a happy birthday. And it was a fantastic day.
It was.
We went into town and we had something to eat.
We took the dogs with us.
We came back and then we had a few drinks. And we were sitting outside getting the sun. And it was a perfect day. And at about 5:15 then the taxi came for Tammy and took her back to Windermere. And she's back home safe in Blackpool. So the whole day was brilliant, brilliant. So myself and Kat are just winding down now. We have most of the packing done, not that there was much to bring anyway, but we done the packing and we're back home tomorrow, back to Black.
And the place for the dogs to go was easy to find, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, if anybody out there visually impaired wants to go to this place, I'd recommend a good app. It's called Travel Zoo, as in Z-O-O. And you get great deals on trips, on could be any sort of trips. And it's a free app, so you don't have to pay for it. And we got this hotel on Travel Zoo, and we got a great deal for 2 nights. We didn't have a meal today because we went out this afternoon. That wasn't part of the deal. It was 2 nights B&B and 1 evening meal. So on the second night, we didn't bother, which was tonight. So we went out today, we had something to eat, came back, and we just had a sandwich in the room. And then we came down, and now we're having a few drinks.
Yeah.
And just to finish off, Kat's birthday.
Well, it's really dog-friendly, isn't it?
Oh, it's very, very dog-friendly. If anybody wants to come with a guide dog, If they don't want to go to Windermere Manor, there's nothing wrong with Windermere Manor. It's a lovely hotel and all that.
No, but just for a change.
But if they want a change, there's a perfect spending area for the dogs, which is only a 2-minute walk from the entrance of the hotel. And you can let your dog off there. It's very dog friendly. There's people here actually with ordinary dogs, and it's absolutely perfect. The staff are fantastic. Have to say, they really look after you, and the rooms are lovely. Now ours was a bit pokey, but you know, it's absolutely fine. It's clean. It's lovely. It's just a slight bit small, but we're not complaining about that. So I'd recommend it to any visually impaired if they want something different. The only thing is, there's one small drawback. It's in the middle of the country. It's about 6 miles from Bowness. And it's a bit remote in that way.
Yeah, but anybody wants a quiet.
But if anybody wants a quiet few days, it's the perfect spot. I mean, if you want to go into Bowness, you can ring a taxi and get in there for a tenner. But you're in the middle of nowhere here, but I have to say the staff are fantastic. So I'll sign off now, and I just want to say, Kath, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Love you very much. And I want to... That's about it, really. And I just want to say goodnight to everybody and hope everybody had a good day. And we're off back to black tomorrow. So take care. Have a nice evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hold on now. I just have to stop it.